Thanks for calling XPO. This is Benita. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I was supposed to get a call last night telling me what time they were supposed to be coming today, and I did not. So I don't even know if they're coming today.
Okay, may I have your phone number with error code first?
404.
Okay,
374.
404. Uh-huh.
374.
Uh-huh.
7523.
Okay, bear with me just one moment. Is certain. And where did you make your purchase from? Home Depot or Best Buy?
It's Home Depot. I have the order number too if it's not coming out.
And have you received your appliance?
Yes, it's just an installation.
Okay, and your name?
I have the order number. It was much easier for the guy to search for it that way. And he gave it to me to make it easier for you to look it up next time.
Okay. Okay. May I have that, ma'am?
It's 0789 D as in David, E as in Edward, B as in boy, A as in alpha.
Okay, I do not see you on the routes for today.
Okay, because I called on Monday, and he said this was the first day they could come out. So I've been waiting on Monday for this to happen.
For some reason, it did not get routed for today. It doesn't have any notes as to why.
Sorry, I'm just very, very frustrated. I've been calling you guys for 3 weeks. 3 weeks to get somebody out here to install this.
Okay. I see on the 28th. And that they left you a message to call back and schedule.
And I called on Monday, and I scheduled for today. Because he said that was the first day anybody could come out and install.
Okay, for some reason it did not get routed for today.
Well, when is it routed for then?
It was.
I'm sorry. I'm just extremely frustrated. They tell me the first day something's going to happen is pretty much a whole week, and then you're saying it's not here, and I'm not scheduled again.
I will have to send over an email to the installer's office.
okay, and then someone says they'll call me back, and they never call me back, so I'll call back again, and it's an endless cycle. So I don't want to wait for somebody to call me back. I want you to call somebody, and I will wait until you get an answer.
Okay, ma'am, I cannot. They're not in the office today. I will have to send an email over and wait back from a reply from the installer.
So you can't even get an answer today?
I'm not saying it won't be today. I'm sending an email over to the installer's office as we're speaking, and as soon as he messaged me back, then I can give you a call.
But you said they're not even in the office.
No one is in the installer's office. The installers are working, but they're out doing installs.
So who are you messaging?
The installer.
That doesn't make sense. If I'm not on this route, I'm not on this route. How do you know why I'm not on this route?
No, ma'am, I know that you're not on the route for today, but I'm calling to verify the soonest date that they can reschedule you.
I just don't see how that's going to help or change anything.
I mean, that is all that we can do at this point to verify that information, to verify what the soonest date they can come back out.
But they've never even been here. You're saying come back out like they've done something in the past and they haven't.
To complete the installation, ma'am.
Is there a manager or somebody else I can talk to? Because, like, I am so frustrated. And I get that you can't do anything, but somebody's got to be able to help me.
I mean, no one is going to be able to help you today, ma'am. To get it scheduled for today. But I have sent an email over to the installer's office.
I just